The presidents of Iran and France have spoken to affirm their commitment to continue implementing the JCPOA accord on Iran's nuclear program, despite Washington's decision to unilaterally withdraw.
I regret the decision of the American president. I think it's a mistake, and that's why we Europeans have decided to remain in the 2015 accord. I had the opportunity to remind this to Iranian President Rouhani.
Leaders of the EU, UK, and Germany have also emphatically declared that they will uphold the agreement without Washington's participation. It increasingly appears that Europe is about to make a historic break with Washington regarding their decades of aggressive policies towards Iran in what the Financial Times newspaper called the biggest transatlantic breach since the Iraq War.
For years, France has fully supported the logic, the implementation, and continuation of the JCPOA. Iran is a country which cannot be ignored and which has great potential as an ally for Europe.
Analysts note that Europe's decision was not made without plenty of groundwork which could shield European companies from U.S. sanctions. EU officials are updating their rules which would block U.S. fines and forbid European companies from complying with U.S. sanctions considered to be unjust. Multiple top EU nations are planning to offer euro-denominated export credits to Iranian companies, which will bypass the dollar and American companies completely, reducing the possibility of sanctions. U.S. companies like Apple, McDonald's, and many others could be easily counter-sanctioned for tax evasion in the EU. Loans from the European Investment Bank could help ensure that the hundreds of billions of euros which the EU wants to invest in Iran start to get really rolling.
The return of Renault to Iran, the expansion of Peugeot, the boom in French tourism to Iran, and other deals show that France's increasing ties with Iran already do not depend on the JCPOA. This started with the previous administration of Francis Hollande.
A final announcement may come as soon as May 17th at the next EU summit. Analysts say that such a quick decision indicates that Europe wants to avoid disruptive tactics by influential lobbies and that they are firm in their willingness to work with Iran as equal partners. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.